Hello, this is Gorham.
And I'm Reginald Thistlewhite.
And we're from
the Friends and Players podcast. Do you like Dungeons and Dragons?
Do you like pop culture references?
Do you like listening to idiot blowhards running around in circles accomplishing nothing?
Then do we have the show for you. Listen to Friends and Players on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
And if you do drop by, be sure to rate and subscribe so you never miss a future episode.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Better Than Robin Hood. We are, as always, continuing our seemingly never-ending quest to find a film that you love more than Robin Hood, Fran.
Yes.
Yeah? What did you think of this week's effort?
We may have found it.
Oh! Well, folks, be on the edge of your seats, because this could be the week where we found the film that's better than Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yes, maybe.
You never know.
Maybe.
I am Pete Langhelt. This is my wife,
Fran.
We'll get that intro right one day. We'll definitely do it.
What do I have to do?
You could just say your name when I said mine.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the intro.
Yeah. Well, we've got a fun packed show, as
we
always. We're going to hear a tape from Hollywood history, as always. Good fun. Yeah. And we'll be talking about Casablanca this week, one of the finest films ever made. And we'll also be speaking to a popular figure from history on the time phone.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, firstly though, ratings, I know it's just a small dip this week, so that means only one thing.
What, we didn't do?
Oh, well, no, we did do it last week. Maybe
we
it's not
did.
Working. Maybe I need to make a new item.
No.
I'm thinking a food item, maybe. People
maybe.
Like food podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah. But this week, it's still time for True Crime Section. So
okay.
Let's play the True Crime Section music.
True Crime Section. True Crime Section.
Has RuPaul ever been arrested for drag racing?
Yes.
True Crime Section.
So what have you been up to this week, Fran?
Not a lot, really. Busy at work.
Besides getting run over by motor cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little run over.
Yeah. Someone knocked you off your bicycle, didn't they?
They did.
The swines.
But it's all good.
It's all been handled by the police.
It has.
By the authorities. Your papers were in order. His were not.
Hates of men.
The letters
Small
of transit.
Small guns were used.
Tiny guns were thrust in people's general direction. Well, speaking of Casablanca, as we are this week, it just so happens that when I was going through my many archives of tapes from Hollywood history, I stumbled across a tape featuring Michael Bay. Because in the year 2000, they were going to remake Casablanca.
Isn't that song, The Year 2000?
There's many songs called The Year 2000.
You know which one I mean, though, don't you?
You mean The Final Countdown?
No. The one with Busted.
That's The Year 3000.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
And that's where nothing's changed, but they live underwater. So
oh,
a lot
yeah.
has changed, really.
A lot has
I should
really
say,
changed.
A lot's changed. They live underwater.
It's
and there's
the
your great, great, great granddaughter. And she's
oh,
pretty
yeah.
fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the song.
Apparently, everyone lives about 250 years in the future.
So, yeah, not anything to do about 2000.
So, no, loads of things change. There's a song called The Year 2000 by Dr. Dre and Exhibit.
Oh, right. Well, how's that one go?
I'm not going to do it because I'll sound like a white guy rapping.
Like Eminem.
Well, Eminem's good. He's an exception to the rule. I'd sound more like Vanilla Ice. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to remake Casablanca in the year 2000. And Michael Bay was a very hot director at the time. And I suppose he still is. He'd had obviously had the highest grossing film of 1995 with
yeah.
Bad Boys 2. So he was hot property.
Yeah.
So they said Michael Bay is the man to redirect Casablanca.
But why didn't they do it then?
Well, as it turns out in the tape, there's a reason for that. saying. Okay. Let's listen to the tape and find out just what the hell was going on back in the year 2000.
Michael, so good of you to drop by. You know, we weren't sure about you as the man to bring an old classic like Casablanca back to cinemas. But by God, we have loved your work so far. Just incredible. Now, apparently you want to make some small changes to the ending? Just the tiniest of changes, man. You see, Casablanca, it's a very old movie. And I'd like the ending to relate to all of us here in the 21st century. I mean, I've already shot the alternate ending. Would you like to see it? A Michael Bay remake of a piece of Hollywood history. What could go wrong? Just stick the tape in my VCR. The VCR? Well, that's right. It's cool, huh? Well, I've only got DVD. And it's the year 2000. Well, look at you, Mr. Fucking Big Shot. DVD isn't as widespread as you think, you know. I think VHS and Laserdisc will be around for some time to come yet, my friend. Still, here, pop it in my computer. That has one of those fancy disc players. Honestly, movies on CDs. What next? Men on the Moon? Okay, here's the movie.
Nazis! Get them!
Fuck them up, Rick!
I'll fuck their Nazi brains out! Get some, motherfucker! Motherfucker! Nazi motherfucker! Get them and come! Motherfucker Nazi scum! Die, motherfucker!
Rick! Shut him in the fucking face!
Is that it, Michael?
Wait a minute, there's more.
Get in a cover or I'll shoot you in the pussy.
Is that it?
Almost.
The airport gun battles that she had to walk into. She had to walk into mine. And now, she's dead. Shot in the pussy by Hitler. When will this terrible war end? Only when America has triumphed over all of its enemies. What a waste. Here's looking at you, kid.
You see? Much better, right? And it only cost me $170 million to make that scene.
Get the fuck out of my office, bae. Ah, gee whiz.
Well, there you go. That's how that meeting went.
Well, that's why there's no Casablanca 2000.
I thought the ending Michael Bay made sounded very exciting, though.
Yeah. Too much, though, isn't it?
Well, some people do accuse Michael Bay occasionally of going a little bit too far in some of his action scenes.
Yeah. It can't be a Six Underground Casablanca, can it?
Although I would watch that. I think that would be good. What about you?
Yes, I would.
Yes. Okay. Well, although we didn't get to watch Casablanca 2000 due to various reasons, we did watch the original Casablanca from 1942.
Very nice indeed.
And what a wonderful film it was. Yes, it has a 98% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Hello, my pretties. History Hag is coming to a podcast platform near you, and this weekly podcast will bring you a story out of history's stranger corners, complete with sarcasm, sass, and a few WTF moments for good measure. So if you're ready to laugh at how crazy history really was and what stone-cold weirdos some of our favorite historical figures were, join me starting January 15th and take a bite out of history. See you then.
And a 95% audience score. Very, very good. I mean, surely that makes sense.
Yeah. What more could you ask for?
It's got it all. It's directed by Michael Curtiz, who has directed, dear me, a lot of movies back in the day.
Like what?
Well, most famous, Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I've not seen that.
No, never have I. It's quite a famous film. And here's a link to us. The Adventures of Robin Hood in 1938.
Is that the one we watched?
No. That was from 1990. He was probably dead by then. But the one in 1938 is quite a famous version. Maybe we should watch that along with maybe Men in Tights one day.
Yes, I do like Men in Tights.
Yeah. It stars, of course, Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, two of the most iconic film stars of all time. It won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1943. It was based on a play, and the rights to the play, called Everyone Comes to Rick's, which cost them $20,000, which was the most anyone had ever paid for the rights to a play before.
Wow.
Yeah, all the cinematography was designed around Ingrid Bergman, with the sets and lighting designed to make her eyes sparkle and to profile her left side, which was apparently her better side.
Well, you did see her left side a lot, and her eyes did sparkle.
Her eyes sparkling a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
It was banned by the Irish government, who were neutral during the war, as they said, it portrayed Nazi Germany and Vichy France in a sinister light.
Oh.
That's a take that's aged well.
If anybody wonders what that weird noise is, it's our dog.
Yeah, our dog's gone a bit hyper while we're talking about Casablanca. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, try not to get distracted though.
I'm not.
Yeah. So Fran, I don't want you to get distracted because I want you to describe the plot of Casablanca to me.
Okay, so there is a place in North Africa called Casablanca.
Yeah.
And that's where everybody seems to flee from France, Germany, or anywhere that is occupied by
territories of Europe.
Yes, by the Germans.
Mm-hmm.
And people go there to try and obviously get to Lisbon, which I think is a bit odd because Lisbon is closer to Europe. So surely you just go there from Europe.
But it was an unoccupied part of Europe.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And you could go anywhere you liked from there because it was nothing to do with the war.
Yes, that's why. Mm. Yes. So that's basically the geographical side of it.
Background, yes.
And this man called Rick, he's actually in Paris when you first meet him on the film, but basically he was in Paris, met a lovely lady, but she was already married, which you don't find out till later on in the film. And it's just how he obviously falls in love. And how he's just a good person and he helps people out.
Yeah.
And basically the Nazis are trying to come over to Casablanca.
They are.
And take it over. But they cannot.
They cannot. Not with all that French spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit of a story about love.
Yeah.
And how eventually he has to stay behind, but he stays with his good old French policeman.
French buddy. Yeah.
Well, and someone gets killed.
More than one.
Yeah.
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 A lot of people get arrested for illicit doings.
All sorts of activities. Yeah.
And there's a bar. There's some drinking.
There's a bar. Yeah. What are some of your highlights of the film?
Oh, I like the piano playing.
Yeah. There's a lot of good songs in it, yeah.
There is a lot of tiny guns.
We'll get to those.
Yeah, Ingrid Bergman's very beautiful.
Oh, isn't she just...
But do you not think she looks more beautiful because it's black and white?
Well, yeah, I think we all look good with a Snapchat photo on, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. you mentioned a lot of drinking and smoking. I've put in my notes here that this should just be called Booze and Cigarettes, the movie.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a fag or a drink on the go, haven't they? Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a boozy movie. I would like to do a Casablanca drink-along game.
What, every time they have a drink, you have to have a drink?
Yeah, and have a cigarette every time one of them has a
cigarette. Oh, you'd end up with bad lungs and being a bit wheezy. Lung.
Yeah, there's lots of exciting scenes. Lots of people getting shot and there's no blood. Or
lots of chasing.
Lots of rushing about. Talking about papers and things.
Yeah, being in shadowy corners.
Yeah, getting pickpocketed by a handsy waiter.
Yes.
Yeah. And there is a gunfight of sorts early on in the film.
Yeah.
And a man about 2 foot away from some policemen who are chasing him unloads his gun and doesn't hit anyone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he's trying to run away. The dude who had the illicit papers.
Yeah. Also, the police in Casablanca don't seem very efficient because they always sort of arrive to arrest someone.
And then they don't.
They'll say, can I just do something quick? And then they'll run away. The police, every time we arrest someone, they just sort
Zachary
of...
Blair.
They just go, can I quickly tie my shoe or cash in my casino chips?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, of course. And they go, oh, no, another one. He's made a run for it. Now we've had to shoot him.
Now we've had to shoot him.
Yeah. Or maybe they let them run.
But to be fair, he shot them first.
Well, one of them did. The other guy was just had a Free France leaflet in his pocket. And he decided to make a run for it. And he got a good shooting in the back with no blood.
He did. There was no blood. Maybe it was a BB gun.
Yeah, maybe. In the flashbacks, we obviously see Ingrid Bergman and Humphrey Bogart's relationship.
Yeah.
Rick and Ilsa. We see them in Paris during their happy times.
We do.
And there's a scene where a waiter appears with a basket full of what appear to be sausage rolls.
Oh, they're not sausage rolls.
I doubt they're sausage rolls. I think that's a very British...
Do you reckon they're pastries? Like
Yeah, it could croissants. Be like croissants or something. And Ilsa grabs one off the waiter and Humphrey Bogart immediately steals it and eats it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she goes hungry?
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
But, I mean, he had a lot of booze to drink that day, so maybe he was hungry.
Maybe he was, over-hungry and had to make up for it.
Yeah.
He could have just had one himself.
Yeah, I'm sure he could afford it.
Yeah.
Buy your wife a sausage roll, have one for yourself.
Well, it's not his wife, is it?
Well,
she was married.
She was married. He likes to say, here's looking at you, kid, a lot. As well,
I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't really understand what it means either.
Maybe he means I love you.
Yeah, sort of. It's like... Some people say one in your eye, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe it's something like that.
One in your eye. Poke it in your eye.
Poke this fucking drink right in your eye. One of my endless cigarettes right in your face.
Yeah, maybe he's just saying, I love you, but here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah.
It means the same thing.
People like to say it now, don't they? It's quite a famous expression.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a man, an underground resistance man, more like a black marketeer.
Yes.
He gives out fake papers. His name is Ferrari.
Ferrari!
He wears an enormous fez.
Yes, he does.
I think he is stashing things in his fez.
Yes! Was he the fat dude?
The fat dude, yeah very
from
fat
the
man.
Blue parrot.
From the blue other bar,
I forgot to put that in my...
It looked decidedly less good than Rick's Bar American.
Yeah, I don't think they had as many customers.
No, I think people mainly went in there to purchase things. Papers and stuff.
Papers.
Or perhaps a tiny pork pie that he kept under his hat. Or a packet of bourbon biscuits.
Bourbons.
Bourbons, yeah.
Would you like a custard cream or a bourbon?
I keep them here, under my fez. I'd love to have a big hat that I could keep things under.
You want a hat? A shed?
I know, I want many things. I'm a man who has demands. I have desires and wants and dreams. One of those things is a big hat, and one of those things is a shed.
What were your highlights?
Well, as I said, there's many. I enjoyed Ferrari's massive fez. I enjoyed the fight between the German and French soldiers.
Oh, the slap fight. Yeah. Where he slaps him.
A German gives him a good bitch slap
in the
face.
He goes like that. Boom.
Yeah. So how dare you insult the Reich? Gives him a good biffing in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that leads his boss to like decide that he's going to murder everyone in the town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, well, they can't get on. We'll have to kill everybody.
Kill everyone.
Yeah. It's quite a reaction. And then a lady comes to see Humphrey Bogart.
She's in like, a short crop top.
Yeah.
Which like, I thought was a bit odd for those times.
Oh, yeah. She was his ex-girlfriend, wasn't she? And then another lady who wants to escape to Lisbon comes to see him.
The dark-haired lady.
Yeah. And she's wondering whether she should let his friend Renard rape her in exchange
for
papers.
Because they haven't got enough money.
Yeah. His advice was worse than, like, don't get raped, though. He was like, oh, you should go back to Bulgaria. And during the war, Bulgaria was, like, under Nazi occupation.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was quickly occupied by the Soviets, who raped everybody.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not a very pleasant place.
There's an awful lot of rape going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a horrible time. Ingrid Bergman appears in one scene dressed like a bullfighter, which I really enjoyed.
Which bit was that, then?
She goes back to the Rick's bar, like, for a second time to sort of discuss getting his exit papers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she looks like a bullfighter. She's got a big sash around her waist.
Oh, yeah.
And a little hat. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, though, because she can pull it off.
She's she can.
Sexy bullfighter.
Did like her little stripy blue t-shirt and her white...
Yeah, I like that little ensemble she had on when she goes
she
to see
very
Ferrari.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
She was a stylish woman.
Yeah. It's amazing what happens when you're in a film.
Yeah.
No joggers for her.
No wrapped in nanny's blanket like you are at the moment.
No, I'm not.
Do you want the listeners to think you're very well dressed at the moment?
Yes.
And not wearing
all time.
Not wearing your pyjamas and an old blanket.
I'm not wearing an old blanket.
If you say so. I've got eyes. I can see. We are in the same room. Yeah. Rick's employees are the worst underground resistance people in the world.
Don't give much away, do they?
They've got no semblance of subtlety whatsoever.
I know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, something's happening. Let's rush around like headless chickens and make sure the Nazis know what's happening.
Yes, not very subtle.
No, they're not. You've discussed, is it Captain Renault, who is Rick's friend?
Yes.
He is, though, a rapist, essentially.
Yeah, I know, but then they end up friends in the end.
Yeah, I did feel a bit like the film would have been better if Renault had been shot.
Yeah, maybe.
For raping all those women.
When you say Renault, it makes me think of René.
Oh, René. I'll have sex with you if you give me 20,000 francs and let me escape to Lisbon. That'd have been a very different sitcom if that was the situation. If he was sexually exploiting women.
Yeah, but he obviously is not.
No, René isn't. René was a pussy hound.
Yeah.
Renault is a bad man.
He is very bad.
But I did kind of like the character, even though he was a rapist.
Because in the end he came good, didn't he?
He did. It doesn't quite make up for all the people he raped. But
you don't know that, though.
It's a good performance, still.
You don't know that he did that to all the girls, all the ladies.
No, it's true. I think some of them just sort of had to pay him, and if they didn't have money, then they had to have sex with him, which is still very...
I don't think he offered the ugly ones that.
Probably not,
option.
No.
I'll take your 100 francs.
All snaggle-toothed crones having a go on him. No,
yeah, I don't
probably
think he
not.
Would have done that.
But them was the breaks. Tough times during war. And he does deliver one of the best lines in the film, where he says, I'm disgusted that there's gambling in here.
He knows there is.
And a man appears and says, here are your winnings. He's like,
and he
thank
goes,
you very much.
Go out that door.
Yeah, that was good. You've mentioned the appearances of tiny guns.
Yes.
And I love a film that has the appearance of a tiny gun in it.
Very tiny.
Yeah. Ingrid Bergman has a really tiny gun that
she
pulls on Humphrey Bogart to try and get his papers.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, when you least expect it, Humphrey Bogart appears with a tiny gun and points it at Renault.
Oh, yes.
And he shoots a Nazi right at the end with his tiny gun.
I know.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Crazy, crazy stuff
all sorts
happening.
Of stuff. And then he has one of his other famous lines when he says, we'll always have Paris. You must have heard people say that before.
Now you say that, I have.
Yeah, it's quite another little famous quote. It's so full of quotes.
What, we'll always have Paris?
Yeah. And then I have some questions about. He says, all of this won't mean a hill of beans.
A hill of beans?
What the fuck?
Does he actually mean like loads of Heinz beans on a hill?
An enormous hill of baked beans.
Or does he mean peas growing on a hill?
Or like kidney beans?
Yeah.
A hill made of kidney beans?
Or trees that look like kidney beans?
Even then, regardless of the complex nature of the hill, what does he mean? Like, this won't mean a hill of beans? What does mean a hill of beans?
What does that mean? Does it mean hill of beans? Does he just mean, oh, for fuck's sake?
Well, you could, yeah, like, say something important did happen. Like, say there was an enormous snowstorm and it wiped out, I don't know, a radio mast and you couldn't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
You'd go, oh, this is made a right hill of beans.
Maybe. I don't know what hill of beans means.
I'm sure it meant something back then.
I mean, maybe he meant hill of beans, now I've got gas.
I've eaten too many beans.
Too many beans.
You must leave Casablanca immediately before my flatulence begins.
Because there'll be hills of beans everywhere.
It's going to be. Yeah, maybe he's going to have a big shit. I'm off to the Kazi for a hill of beans.
Maybe.
Yeah. There's a lot of spicy food in Morocco.
Yeah.
And I imagine the water supply isn't all that clean.
Yes, very fair one.
Yeah,
very fair.
So maybe that's, he was saying, you shouldn't stay here because you're so beautiful and you'll eventually die of diarrhea.
Yeah, or cholera.
Or cholera or something like that, yeah. There is a great death scene right at the end. This perhaps the slowest death of a Nazi I've ever seen.
Oh, no, so slow. His face stays the same,
His face stays the same. There is no visible wound from the gunshot.
No.
Yet he falls, still clutching the phone.
Beautiful scene.
Yeah, it was good.
Well done.
And that's more or less Casablanca.
Yeah, it was great.
Like Citizen Kane, not an enormous amount of things to
laugh at. I preferred it to Citizen Kane.
Oh, I much preferred it to Citizen Kane. Yeah.
I thought Citizen Kane was a bit boring.
Yeah, this has had a lot more going on. I liked the characters more.
Definitely.
Some funny lines, some good songs. What's your favourite part of Casablanca?
Oh, there's probably two. I like the flashbacks.
Yeah, they were fun.
It's very romantic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I like it where the German gets killed at the end with a tiny gun. Bang.
Everyone likes to see the bad guy vanquished at the end of the film.
Yeah,
he
wasn't very nice.
No, he was a Nazi. And if there's one thing Nazis are good for, it's getting shot.
Getting died.
Yeah, getting good and died. Getting good and deaded up.
Getting deaded up.
Yeah. Whoa, what was my favourite part?
What was it?
Hard to say. I'll say, whenever I see the appearance of a tiny gun, I do immediately get very excited.
Yeah.
So I'd say whenever I see a tiny gun.
That's only like at the end though.
Yeah, and...
Oh no, the way he...
Well, a man is shot with a tiny gun very early on, and then another man shoots at the police with a tiny gun. So there's tiny guns almost throughout.
There is.
Yeah, although I also very much enjoyed all of the romance. Ingrid Bergman and Humphrey Bogart, both very,
very
good.
On-screen chemistry.
They do. I'd imagine Humphrey probably smelt of booze and cigarettes almost constantly. Whereas I like to imagine...
And they did kiss a lot.
Yeah. Mouth-kissing, all coffee and... Yeah.
Coffee and cigarettes.
Coffee and cigarettes right in your beautiful Ingrid Bergman mouth. He looks really tired, Humphrey Bogart.
He does, doesn't he?
It's probably his diet.
In the flashbacks, though, he doesn't.
No, that's true, yeah. He might have put a bit more makeup on him that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look better.
Well... What's your favourite character in the movie?
I'm going to say I like the French policeman.
Damn, I was going to say
him. Oh, really?
Even though he's a rapist, he's very charismatic.
Well, you don't know that for certain.
Well, yeah, maybe he's just pretending to do this to the women.
I'll say Ingrid Bergman, then. You can have the policeman.
She is good, but she's not as charismatic as the rapist.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll change my mind. I'll go for Humphrey Bogart.
Fair enough. I mean, we can both say the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Captain Renault it is.
Captain Renault.
Very, very good. So, we've asked some of our pals on Twitter what they thought about Casablanca.
Yes.
And here's what some of them had to say. The Time Shifters podcast, who can be found on the Pod Nation list on podchaser.com or on all good podcasting apps.
Yeah.
They have this to say. Oh, cripes. One of my favourites. Amazing, amazing characters. Expertly written and directed. Claude Rains is actually my favourite of the cast. He plays Captain Renault.
Oh!
I also enjoyed the line, I am shocked to find gambling going on. You're winning, sir? Oh, thank you. That is truly an amazing bit of comedy, though.
I think that's what I would be like if I was a policeman. I'd be like, you may not do that. And then here's your money.
Have a little
backhand. Thank you.
Yeah. Everyone loves a little payola.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
The payload.
Everyone loves a payload.
Isn't that what money is?
Do you love a payload?
No. What is it? I thought it meant money.
A payload can be all sorts of things. Yeah. It's also an expression used for semen in pornography.
Oh. No, hey. I don't mean that.
Oh, if you're going to make it in this town, you're going to have to get a payload in the face.
Oh. It's only because you've been watching The Deuce.
I've been watching The Deuce. Highly recommend The Deuce if you ever want to watch it.
We digress.
We do. It's on HBO. Really good. Jason Brock from the Parental Guidance Podcast has this to say. A little slow at times compared with much of Hollywood's productions these days, but a very good character-driven drama. As one of the hosts for the Parental Guidance Podcast, I give this a 4 cups of coffee out of 5.
Ooh!
Because who doesn't like more coffee?
Oh, yes.
I'd like to rate things more out of cups of coffee.
Okay.
We can't steal their thing. We should have cups of tea or something.
Cake.
So how many slices of cake out of 12?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that. How many slices of cake would you give Casablanca?
I would give it 8 out of 12.
8 out of 12? I would give it higher than that, I think.
Would you?
I would give it 10 slices of cake out of 12. It
depends what cake we're talking about. Are we talking about carrot cake, chocolate cake?
Slices of cake.
Lemon drizzle cake?
All cake is equal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not, but okay.
Some cakes are more equal than others.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your favourite kind of cake?
I like lemon drizzle, but I also like carrot cake.
Oh, okay. Well, mine is probably some kind of chocolate cake.
Okay.
So I would give it 10 pieces of chocolate cake
out of 12. Yes. With cream or without?
Well, yes, we could have cream as sidebars. Okay. Like, so if there was a thing, I'd say, well, it's good, but...
One squirt of cream.
A squirt of cream for the main character. One of the main characters is a rapist, but he's still good.
Okay.
Yeah. Half Dog from Half Dog Music says, this is the greatest movie of all time. It's perfect. My favourite.
Ah, very nice.
Thanks, Half Dog. You can talk to us again anytime. You can check those things out on the internet and that.
Yeah.
Podcasts, Parental Guidance Podcast, Half Dog Music. Look them up on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. Crucial question, though, before we move on.
Am I doing cakes or am I doing percentages?
We've already given our cake ratings.
Okay, I'll do percentage then.
Well, but is it better than Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
No.
Oh.
It's because there's no funniness.
What about the gambling winnings?
There's no funny.
There's plenty of funny. There's loads of fit beds in it.
No, when he shouts for her.
You mean there's no mistakes in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I've enjoyed watching these
two. There's no secret plot.
It's all secret plot.
Lied.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Literally all it is secret plot.
I do like it. And my favourite memory of Casablanca is when I used to watch it with my nan.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not as good as Robin Hood. Nearly there, though.
Okay.
I would say 97%.
Ooh. 97, so almost so,
I really like Casablanca. I do
as
like
much
it.
As Star Wars. Very impressive.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done. You made a film that's as good as Star Wars, even though you made your movie first. Well done, Michael Curtiz.
Well done.
You deserve your Academy Award. Well done. Even though you're probably dead. But
doesn't matter.
He had his day, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
He got to make movies and live a good life. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we didn't make it. I've enjoyed watching these classic movies.
Yeah, what we do? What
I
we
think
doing
we
next
need
week?
To go back to action movies.
Yeah, I think we should.
Next week.
Not Ice Sharks 2, though.
We're going to watch Invasion USA with Chuck Norris.
Okay. I like a bit of Chuck Norris.
Yeah, we haven't watched any Chuck Norris movies so far.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we need to get into that, I think.
We'll have to do a Die Hard at some point.
Well, they're too good.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There needs to be one that isn't very good.
Okay.
Or it's been made very cheaply for us to
Chuck
laugh
Norris
at.
It is then.
Yeah, Chuck Norris is a go-to guy in this situation, I'd say. All the canon action movies can definitely be contenders.
Yes,
All right. Well, I've failed again. There's only one way to cheer myself up. I think that's to get the time phone out.
Yes. Yeah. Who are we ringing?
Well, we're going to ring John Wilkes, who on this day in history, January the 19th, 1764, was expelled from the British Parliament for seditious, libelous, and pornographic writings. Just how pornographic his writings were remains to be seen, as it was quite likely that due to his opposition to taxes that Parliament were imposing on the American colonies, they just didn't like him. So maybe he wasn't writing pornographic literature after all.
Oh, right, so
okay. There's only one way to find out what the hell is going on with Mr. Wilkes, and that is to get him up on the phone. So, you ready? Let's fire up the time phone.
Zooks, what's this device? Is it magic? Whose voice do I hear? Is this my producer?
No, John, it's Fran.
Oh, lovely lady, eh? Nice to hear from you. What can I do you for?
I was wondering if we could have a chat, Chinwag.
Well, of course, I've always got time in my life for a lady.
Oh, lovely. So, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
And how are things going over there?
Oh, well, I'm well in my health, but things are pretty shite over here, if I'm being honest with you, love. I'm so poor, I got the arse out of my trousers. I can usually claim new trousers on my parliamentary expenses, but now I've been cut off. You can see the hair on my bum crack from Grimsby Market.
Surely you can afford some new trousers. What about your salary?
Well, A, MPs don't get paid for almost two centuries, and B, what little money I have has all gone into me mucky book business.
Oh, well, if only the MPs knew now they didn't used to get paid, eh?
Well, I did find out, that's the bloody problem.
Mucky books, eh?
Well, aye, that's right. I write the muckiest filth in the British Empire. Proper dirty shite it is, I tell you. Take my last book. It was called Satanic Harlots 5. I had a stiffy that could cut glass all time I was putting ink on the parchment. I'm surprised my quill didn't catch fire. It was so red hot.
Ooh, that sounds very sexy or naughty. What happens in the book?
So, right, here, wrap your laughing gear around this. So, there's this maid, right? Hot stuff she is, red hot, tits the size of St. Paul's Cathedral, and legs up to her ass. And one day, she's out walking in the grounds of her lord's house, and the lord is out by a lake fishing. He looks across grounds, and he sees this maid, right? And get this, there's a breeze, and up goes her skirt an inch or two, and you can see her entire ankle. Fucking hell, a right eyeful for his lordship. That's pretty bloody mucky, am I right?
Righto, filthy. Have you written any other mucky books?
Oh, only about 1,000. There's a couple, right? There's a couple that have been completely banned all over the empire. I wrote one, right, where a randy old housewife is waiting in her cottage for a man to come and fix her outhouse. Then this outhouse plumber comes, and he's all, fuck me, it's hot in your cottage, love. And this outhouse is kicking out a stench that can melt steel. Do you mind if I whip off me pantaloons and me leather jerkin while I plunge out the turds? And then the old maid comes out and says, why not? I don't see many men these days. Not since my husband has been working in colonies. And then we see a flash of her ankle and he jizzes all over his undergarments. Pure muck, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, a lot of ankles.
Oh, I love ankles.
What are your plans now? You're unemployed.
Oh, well, I've not got much going on besides me mucky books, so I'll probably focus more on them, as well as opposing any more taxation on the Americas. I'm particularly pissed off about taxes on sugar. Tea tastes like a baboon's cock without sugar. I'm planning on turning some of my mucky books into tapestries so they can be enjoyed in picture form. While I'm out of work, I'll probably spend a lot of time watching daytime travelling minstrels, wanking and reading the Bible by candlelight. Anyway, must dash. There's a girl walking by and her ankles are begging for a legend. Oh, the mucky cow.
Ta-da.
Ta-ra.
Well, he was nice, wasn't
very
he?
Very interesting, wasn't he?
He was very upbeat about things, even though he'd had a setback.
Yeah, lots of ankles, wasn't there?
Well, that was in those days, a sight of an ankle could drive a man wild with desire. Yeah, so then that would be how it was back then.
Yeah, very odd, isn't it?
But yeah, I enjoyed it to him. Hopefully he'll come up in other topics of conversation.
He may well do.
John Wilkes, he was good. Yes. I liked him, yeah. So,
that's
the end of this week's episode. Apologies if they've heard any dog noises. We will try and edit them out. The dog is being noisy, and I can't stop him doing that.
No.
Yeah. If you'd like to talk to us, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram @RobinHoodPod or @PeteAndFranPod. You can also email me, should you so desire. My email is petelanghelt30@gmail.com. And Langhelt is spelt L-A-N-G-H-E-L-D. Yeah, get in touch. If you want to suggest a film for us. Or
yes,
something like that.
Any film will do.
Yeah, because there's only so many Chuck Norris movies you can watch. And we are running out of ideas. Anything you want. I'll probably read it out, whatever you write.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Definitely.
Thanks for the reviews, if you've left one on Podbean. Some have been very nice. Some of them have been...
Some we can't understand.
Some completely unintelligible.
But that's okay.
That's okay. We can't all have perfect English, can
no.
we?
No.
No. Yeah, and you can also find us on the Pod Nation list on podchaser.com. There's 40 great podcasts on there, and we've added some promos into this episode. We've got promos for The History Hag, Cage's Kiss, Friends and Flayers.
Lovely.
All excellent podcasts there. One of them's about Dungeons and Dragons, which I'm going to listen to.
Oh, cool.
Because I like a bit of D&D. It's very exciting.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, so don't forget to check those out. Thanks for all your input into this episode. If you gave us input, if you didn't, why the hell not?
Do it next week.
More input, as long as you've seen Invasion USA, because that's what we want input on. Have you seen Invasion USA?
Is that what we're watching next week?
We're watching Invasion USA.
With Chuck Norris.
With Chuck Norris.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Toodles.
Bye.
Greetings and salutations. This is Cage's Kiss, the ultimate Cage cast, where we discuss the movies and life of the national treasure, Nick Cage.
There are three of us here, and I can't help but notice that none of us are Nicolas Cage. Did nobody call him?
What? A Cage cast with no Nick Cage?
No, instead of being Nicolas Cage, we're three Nicolas Cage experts, which is the next best thing.
I don't think we should admit to being experts.
Too late.
We are not experts at anything. We are not life coaches, and we are not in any way, shape, or form qualified to give you suggestions on life choices.
But Nick Cage is, and he's made hundreds of life choices.
Seriously, I cannot stress enough just how much you should not take our advice.
But we're experts.
No, seriously, we're not experts.
Yes, but we will be reviewing his first acting gig as Nicholas Coppola, Best of Times, which features a young and very precious Crispin Glover.
And his work in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And his work in My Nightmares.
We're experts.